Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. As Christians, we have been given power and authority through the name of Jesus. However, many of us may not fully understand what this power and authority entails, or how we can practically walk in it in our daily lives. In this message, we will explore the biblical basis for our power and authority, and how we can practically apply this power and authority in our lives. May this message inspire and encourage you to embrace the power and authority that God has given you, and use it for His glory and the advancement of His kingdom. The topic is power and authority, and our Bible text is from Luke chapter 10 verse 19.
Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
As Christians, we have been given power and authority by Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 10 verse 19, Jesus said, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." This is a powerful statement, and it should encourage us to walk in the authority that we have been given. Power and authority are often used interchangeably, but they have distinct meanings. Power refers to the ability to do something, while authority refers to the right to do something. In the context of our spiritual lives, power refers to the supernatural ability that comes from the Holy Spirit, while authority refers to the delegated right to act on behalf of God. In the Bible, we see many examples of power and authority. In the Old Testament, we see Moses with the power to part the Red Sea and the authority to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. Also in the New Testament, we see Jesus with the power to heal the sick and raise the dead, and the authority to forgive sins and teach with authority. Jesus demonstrated both power and authority throughout his ministry on earth. He healed the sick, cast out demons, and even calmed the stormy seas with his words. He also spoke with authority, declaring the truth about God's kingdom and rebuking the religious leaders of his day. In Luke chapter 4 verse 32, we read, "They were amazed at his teaching, for his message was with authority." As believers, we have been given the same power and authority to carry out his work on earth. After Jesus left, we also see examples of power and authority in the early church. In Acts 3, Peter and John heal a lame beggar in the name of Jesus Christ. And in Acts 16, Paul casts out a demon from a woman who was possessed. In both of these cases, the apostles were exercising the power and authority that they had been given by Jesus Christ. Today, as believers, how do we get power and authority? The source of our power and authority is the Holy Spirit. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us, empowering us to live a life that is pleasing to God. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Jesus tells his disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." We exercise power through the Holy Spirit in us and authority through the name of Jesus. As believers, we have been given the power to work signs and wonders and the authority to witness for Jesus, to share his love with others. Jesus has given us the authority to act on his behalf. This is available to us through the name of Jesus. In Philippians chapter 2 verses 9 to 10, we read, "Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth." But this authority is relationship-based. It's only accessible to those who have a relationship with God. That's why the sons of Sceva were confronted by the demon. They don't have access to use the authority in the name of Jesus because they don't have a relationship with him. Acts chapter 19 verses 15 to 16 reads, "And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul, I know. But who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on them, and overcame them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded." Would you build a close relationship with Jesus today to gain access to his authority? You hardly can survive demonic abuse of this world if you lack the authority in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 10 verse 19 says, "I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. As we have been given power and authority by Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit in us. We must learn how to walk in power and authority as believers. Here are some practical steps we can take to exercise power and authority in our daily lives. 1. Know who you are in Christ. This is where your relationship with Jesus comes in. Are you a true child of God? Does Jesus know you as his son and do you know your place with the Father? In order to walk in power and authority, we must first understand who we are in Christ. We are children of God, co-heirs with Christ, and we have been given the same power and authority that Jesus had while he was on earth. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you will walk confidently in the authority that you have been given. 2. Read the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful, and it is through reading and meditating on the Word that we gain a deeper understanding of who God is and who we are in Him. When we read the Word of God, we are filled with faith and courage, and we are able to walk in the power and authority that we have been given. 3. Pray with authority. When we pray, we are speaking to God, and we are asking Him to intervene in our lives and in the lives of others. But it is also important to pray with authority, knowing that we have been given the power to ask for and receive what we need. When we pray with authority, we are declaring the promises of God over our lives and the lives of those around us. 4. Act with confidence. When we walk in power and authority, we can act with confidence, knowing that we are doing what God has called us to do. We can step out in faith, knowing that God is with us and that He will guide us every step of the way. One of the key components of walking in power and authority is faith. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, we are told that without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Faith is the foundation of our relationship with God, and it is through faith that we are able to walk in power and authority. Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 17 verse 20 that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, we can move mountains. This is a powerful statement, and it shows us that even the smallest amount of faith can have a great impact. When we have faith in God, we are able to believe that He can do the impossible, and we are able to walk in the power and authority that He has given us. In Mark chapter 11 verses 22 to 24, Jesus tells His disciples, "Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." This is another powerful statement, and it shows us that when we have faith in God, we can ask for anything in prayer, and it will be given to us. But faith is not just about asking for things in prayer. It is also about trusting in God's plan for our lives, even when things are difficult or don't make sense. In Hebrews chapter 11, we see many examples of faith, including Abraham, who believed God's promise that he would become the father of many nations, even though he and his wife were old and childless. We also see examples of faith in Moses, who trusted that God would lead the Israelites out of Egypt, even though he didn't know how it would happen. Walking in faith is not always easy, but it is essential if we want to walk in power and authority. We must believe that God is who He says He is, and that He can do what He says He can do. We must trust that He has a plan for our lives, and that He will guide us every step of the way. When we have faith in God, we can walk confidently in the power and authority that He has given us. Finally, as believers, we must remember that our power and authority as Christians is not for our own benefit, but for the sake of the kingdom. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ, and to represent Him well in all that we do. We are called to love our neighbors, serve the poor and oppressed, and share the good news of the gospel with those around us. It is through our actions and our words that we are able to bring the power and authority of God to bear on the world around us. In conclusion, as Christians, we have been given a tremendous gift in the power and authority that we have through the name of Jesus. It is through this power and authority that we are able to live a victorious life, free from the bondage of sin and death. But it is important to remember that this power and authority is not for our own benefit, but for the sake of the kingdom. May we all seek to walk in the power and authority that God has given us, and may we use it to bring glory to His name and advance His kingdom in this world. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude for the power and authority that you have given us through the name of Jesus. We ask that you would help us to understand the biblical basis for this power and authority and that you would guide us in using it for your glory and the advancement of your kingdom. Help us to submit ourselves to your will and to walk in faith, taking action to spread your gospel and bring your love and grace to those around us. We pray that as we seek to walk in your power and authority, we would be transformed by your Holy Spirit and be a light to the world. We thank you for your love and grace, and we ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 31 and chapter 32. And for the evening, Luke chapter 1 verse 1 to 25. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.